This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:13 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're looking at how supermarkets are doing in light of the COVID-19 outbreak. And, you know, why not, right? Just head to the source and call someone who happens to manage one. We're now joined on the line by Dato' Amir Ali Maidin, Managing Director at Maidin. Dato', thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for calling me.
How is Maidin coping with the current situation?
Very calmly. I think basically, of course, I think as we all know, it's been reported in social media since yesterday evening, I think around about 5 o'clock, there have been a surge in people going to supermarkets, hypermarkets, to, I would say, panic buying. So we had massive queues. We normally close at 11 o'clock, but we closed yesterday at midnight, and we have staff working at it 3-4 in the morning to get ready for the next morning, which was today. And this morning, what happened was basically, normally we open at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have about 15-20 people waiting outside to just, you know, the early shoppers kind of thing. But today what we did, we opened at 7:30 in the morning, half an hour earlier. We made an announcement that we will give this first half an hour especially for warga mas, for the elderly and the OKUs, give them the opportunity to go in and shop earlier. But, you know, if it's a massive crowd, these are the most vulnerable people. So we give them the opportunity to shop half an hour earlier and also provide special counters for them to pay. But after half an hour, it was, of course, another 300 people trying to get in. But what I can add is that by noon today, that surge of so-called shopping, I wouldn't want to say panic buying, everybody is not panic buying, but the surge after by about noon, 1 o'clock, has gone down. And by evening, we had a normal weekend kind of a crowd today.
So we've seen the pictures, we've read the reports. You said today it sort of died down by the evening, but it was pandemonium at the supermarkets yesterday. Do you expect this sort of excessive buying to continue for the length of the movement control order after today?
Frankly, no. Hmm. I don't. Simply because I think yesterday and today, people kind of panic thinking that, oh my goodness, there's not enough goods in the supermarket, hypermarket. Mm. But I've gone on social media, I've gone on press to say that, rest assured, even our Prime Minister was very clear yesterday, that rest assured, we have also spoken to our suppliers. I mean, Prime Minister, he said it, people say, oh, this is politician. At end of the day, we have spoken to our suppliers. We will not have any shortages as long as people stop this panic buying. Kind of thing, because I think the most important thing is that buy what you really need. Why buy more? And of course, I remember, I mean, I think all of us remember during the tsunami, right, in Japan, where you saw an orderly queue, people buying only one bottle, two bottles to make sure that his neighbor had enough for himself and for themselves.
So the Prime Minister's assured people that there's enough food to go around in the country. Can you define enough from your perspective, and who's keeping track of our food supplies and how they're being distributed?
I think the government is meeting up, of course, with key suppliers. But rest assured, seriously, as far as basic food supply, which when you go to basic, we say rice, sugar, flour, cooking oil, chicken, fish. Basic, those are the real basic things that you need to really, of course, instant noodles, Malaysian style, you know, but that's it. And many of these are being manufactured in Malaysia. Instant noodles are made in Malaysia. Chicken, we rare. Fish, if it's not available, we have got tons of frozen fish that we import from everywhere. Flour, we have adequate. Sugar prices have been going down in the world for some time, so there's adequate sugar stock. Cooking oil, I think we all know prices going down for the last 1 month. So there's enough stock in the market. So I really wouldn't worry about in terms of supply of key items, unless the items are being imported. One instance would be like infant milk, right? Infant milk. So I think this is where. So what we have done, rightly or wrongly, what we have done is we have made sure that our customers only buy two each of key essential items like milk powder, sugar, flour, other things. You know, they want to buy extra. It's okay. Even diapers, for example, people buying like nobody's business, right? But diapers are manufactured in Malaysia. Toilet paper is made in Malaysia. Serviettes are made in Malaysia. So let's not panic. Let's not panic.
Yes, speaking of products, besides some of the items you've mentioned that I think people in general are buying in across all grocery stores and supermarkets, what other kinds of products have shoppers mainly been buying specifically from Maiden?
I think besides the food, of course, hand sanitizers, floor cleaners, those kind of products. But I'll be very frank in terms of availability of, say, masks, we don't have stock. Masks is just not available. The import prices, even if you want to get masks today, you can import it from overseas, but it will cost you about 150, 160, while the control price in Malaysia is 80 cents each. So it doesn't make sense for us to import. And hand sanitizers, we are very happy to note that there are many local SMEs have started doing their own production because it's not difficult to do, I think, locally. So that is coming in. Not fast enough, but I think once people get the hang of it that, you know, you don't really need hand sanitizer, you can use normal soap to wash your hands.
Yeah.
If that gets into people's head, then I think we should be okay.
You know, are you seeing a difference in buying patterns between Maiden's supermarkets and hypermarkets?
No, I mean, well, as far as you go, food is food. Mm. So, I mean, basically, they buy the same thing. The only issue will be that our smaller stores, they will run out of products more faster because they have no storage capacity. While our hypermarkets tend to be 500,000 square feet, 1,000,000 square feet. So we have massive storage facilities. So, I mean, if you go to a store, you say, it's not available today, go tomorrow, I think it should be available.
So what mechanisms are in place to control the prices of goods so that they continue to remain affordable?
You know, of course, we have been very, very anti. All entrepreneurs, all business people are very anti the so-called Anti-Profiteering Act. But in times like this, when you have an act like that, this is when the government, especially the Ministry of Domestic Trade, can use this act in a full force. Actually, we are not allowed to raise prices. I mean, whatever the prices we have been buying, as long as our cost is the same, we have to sell the same item with the same margin. I mean, I can't just suddenly say, oh, I'm going to increase the price of this hand sanitizer or the price of chicken tomorrow. Because we have reported to KPD and KK, these are our margin for, say, hand sanitizers or vegetables, or for different categories, right? And we have to maintain those margins. If there's a spike, they will come after us. And I think they've been doing a good job. They've been going around people selling masks at 2 ringgit each, and you know they fine them for 10,000 ringgit. But I think as good Malaysians, you know, we should not spike. This is the time to be community, serve the community. I mean, money is not everything. There's always opportunities to make money in this world. But this is not the time. You don't make money when people are suffering. Never do that because your customers will hate you tomorrow. This is the time to take care of your customers. It doesn't matter as long as you maintain your margins, your normal margin. Even if you lose some money, you know. I think all of us are in the same boat here.
And I guess just on that note, you've taken a measure, say, to open the stores just a bit earlier for elderly citizens. What else are you doing to, I guess, accommodate for some of those special needs for specific customers and also at a time when the movement control order is about to set in?
You know, I think from a hypermarket perspective, there's really not much we can do in terms of basic, besides opening early, giving a helping hand to carry their groceries down to their cars, having special counters. But I think more important is what all of us can do. You know, instead of asking your neighbor who could be elderly to go and buy his groceries, would it be better or nicer if we, the younger generation, say, can I help you, uncle or my neighbor? You know, can I go and buy your groceries for you? They might not be so apt on buying, ordering online. Can I do it for you? I think it is a community approach. This is the time that the Malaysia, we can show our true colors. No? We are multiracial, you know, but this is where we can get together. We are not Malay, we are not Chinese, we are not Indian. Let's get together, help our neighbors, help the community. Volunteer. I mean, especially when you have 2 weeks, nothing better to do, instead of spending time watching Netflix, seriously, why don't you volunteer? This is the time to do it.
So on that note, as a final thought, what would be your final message to Malaysians during this time then?
I would say, let's not think of ourselves. Let's not see how we can take care of our own problems. It's how we can go out of our way to help the elderly, the less fortunate, the more vulnerable. How can we help them? Maybe we can, like I said, go to Maidin, buy groceries for them. We can volunteer to drive nurses to hospitals. Hmm. We can actually babysit the doctor, because, you know, I mean, all taskas are closed starting from tomorrow. So, you know, if the nurse needs to go to the hospital and the babysitter is not able to do it, then who's going to do this? Volunteer babysitting. I think this is what we should be doing.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Dato' Amir.
Thank you very much.
For those very kind and positive messages as well, you just heard from Dato' Amir Ali Maidin, Managing Director at Maidin, speaking to us about the measures he's taking and the advice he's giving during this time of the COVID-19 outbreak, as well as the control order, movement control order. You can send in your thoughts. You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at PFM Radio. Are you in any way preparing for the movement control order. I'll get that right
there
for sure.
Yep.
Movement control order. We do have this message from Philip that says, we've bought the essentials, a pack of rice, onions, garlic, and a pack of toilet paper. Just enough for us for the next 2 weeks. It just surprised me how there are those who are just hoarding stuff like there's no tomorrow. How sad. Malaysians have a chance to show how reasonable we can be, however.
Yeah, it actually is surprising to me, because I think Malaysians have always had this sense of being sensible and being considerate. I've traveled a lot through Southeast Asia, and I think one of the things that I've noticed people tell me is that they notice how Malaysians are very, you know, considerate and hospitable, and just overall, you know, accommodating of one another. So I think it's, you know, we do have a chance to prove ourselves right and to really lend a helping hand to those who are extremely, you know, more vulnerable than others at this point in time, and, you know, use it as an opportunity to show our best.
Yeah, I think we're hearing that a lot today, aren't we? You know, from our guest earlier, as well as some of the messages we're receiving. How can we help? You know, how can we be more community driven? How can we go back and I guess to do our best at this point in time, right? Because that, you know, for those who aren't able to work, what support can you give, given that, especially if you have a strong financial savings at this point in time, you know, where can you channel some of the resources? Is it time, you know, can you help take care of some of the kids in your community? Can you help, you know, buy groceries for elderly citizens that might not be able to, or it's a bit more difficult for them to go out themselves?
Yeah. I think we as young people have a responsibility, you know, to lead the way and, you know, be proactive, even if it's just lending a helping hand. I think we'll go a long way to making this, making this difficult time more bearable and pleasant and positive for everyone.
And I think at a time when we're also facing so much uncertainties, there are things that we can do and that we can control. And that includes what we now choose to spend our time on, what we choose to, how we choose to give that time away as well, right? Mm. Do you want to focus on self-development at this point in time? Mm. Do you want to, or you want to channel that back to a community? Do you want to take care of maybe if your parents are interstate, that's a bit of a challenge because right. you do have to get a police permit for that. And you know, at this point in time, you have to, I guess, decide what is the best for myself, what is the best for my loved ones, and what is the best for my community. Yeah. You can keep your thoughts and messages coming. If you do also have any questions about what's going on tomorrow all the way up to the 31st of March, and that would be the movement control order, you can send those questions in. We'll work towards getting the best answers with the experts that we have. You can send us through on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.